Boom, Coach Michael Burt. I hope you guys are all right. It is, what night is it? Tuesday night. It is about 7:45 p.m. I just finished doing a virtual with my friend Tim Story for the Aspire Tour. And so I was here in my office in Florida, in Watercolor, Florida, and I was thinking about the word aspire. I was thinking about dreams. I was thinking about hopes, goals, ambitions, playing at a higher frequency. And so I thought I would come on tonight before I shut it down and just talk a little bit about four core things that you're going to need. A lot of these go to my podcast. I will be doing a major podcast now that my studio is getting finished. Back at the Greatness Factory, and we have people there who are renting the podcast studio, renting the theater. And so I want to get on tonight. I want to talk about how do you aspire for a better life? See, I was a basketball coach, coaching at Riverdale High School, loved every second of it. But around the 30 to 31 years old, I started having bigger aspirations, Brad Fowler. And I started going, man, I'm a level 10 dude. Looking for a level 10 opportunity. I want you to remember these. I started saying to myself, I'm a level 10 dude. I'm ready to play at a level 10 level. And I started looking for a different vehicle. Okay. The vehicle, Thomas C. Davidson, is the vehicle that can get you from A to B. And I started going, you know what, Joe, I'm in a good vehicle. I enjoy this work. I'm passionate about it, but I feel like there's something bigger for me. And what I started calling that was a level 10 opportunity, John McAllister. I started going, I'm looking for blue marlins. I'm not looking for blue gills. And I started saying, man, for me to do this, Bob Ritchie, I really got to level up, man. And I started kind of breaking down what people really need to do. And what they need to do is they need to work on four things, okay? And I'm going to tell you what those four things are. Number one, they need to work on identity. A lot of people struggle with identity. They don't tell themselves, I am in the 0.0001% of money earners. That's what Tommy Davidson said to me today. He's like, look, you're not a 1%er, coach. You're in the 0.001%. Okay. And so he's like, you ought to start talking about that. Not how you get in the 1%. There's a lot of people in the 1%. How do you get in the 0.01%? 0.01%. Well, first starts with identity. How do you see you? How do you talk to you? What do you believe about you? See, deep within you, there's got to be this deep, deep conviction that you can be the best in the world at what you do. The other people don't have anything that you don't have. Maybe you worked the muscle longer. Maybe you showed up harder. Maybe you came in early, Israel, and stayed longer. But it starts really with how do you see you? Identity is number one. Number two is standards. I'm in a period of my life right now where I'm raising the standards of not only myself, but of anybody who has anything to do with me, my company, my organization. That means all the vendors that I work with. That means I am going in going, you know what? The old us is no longer here. There is a new us. And the new us is not going some of the way. We're not going part of the way. We are going all the way. And what's going to happen is when you raise the standards, there's going to be resistance. People can go, man, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there. I don't know if I want to go all the way to the top. I'd like to just kind of go part of the way. And that's okay. But what I'm doing is I'm raising the standards of everybody around me. That's number two. Number three is we need a language. And there's a language of winning and there's a language of whining. And if you'll listen to your language, how much time do you spend worrying about other people, talking about your feelings, reliving some kind of drama, blaming somebody else for your performance? See, the language of a winner is a language of action. It's a language of action. See, I did this event on Thursday and Friday of last week, Micah Burgess, and we had good attendance. And we had good people show up and I made an offer for them to go deeper. And then I went back on Monday and did a re-offer. And Caleb, the guy who runs my virtual events, he said, man, you just seem a little agitated on Monday. And I said, I am agitated. I'm agitated with people who can't make a decision. Michael Burgess, I'm agitated with people who want to stay where they're at. I'm agitated with people who won't raise their standards. I'm agitated with people who use a language of complaining. versus a language of success. I said, I'm over it, man. I'm over it. I coached for 2 days. I did 14 something hours. Then I got to go back and do another hour to get people jacked up to make a decision. I'm like, look, man, these people are never going to do anything big if they don't learn how to make a decision. And a decision is not a decision if you don't back the decision up with time, energy, and always money. You're going, like me making a decision to build a greatness factory. It's cost me $7 million for God's sakes. It's a decision because I backed the decision up with a commitment. There's a real building. You can go to it. You can see it. What if I just said I'm going to dream about a greatness factory or talk about a greatness factory or hope for a greatness factory, Joseph Goodman? See, I didn't. I said, I'm going to build a greatness factory. I'm going to back it up with a commitment, my own money. I'm going to put it into it, and we're going to build something special, right? So it is a language of commitment. It is a language of discipline. It is a language of seeing something through to its conclusion. And I said, people got to change their language, man. I'm thinking about it. One day I'm going to do it. I'm tired, right? It's like you got to think about the pain of staying where you are. And the pain of staying where you are and the future pain of waking up tomorrow having the same thing you had today, it's got to drive you crazy, man. It's got to drive you to the point. It's like, I'm sick of this. Who can help me? And I'm going to make an outbound effort. So the third thing you got to work on is language. And the fourth thing you got to work on is accountability. And this is what's missing really in our society. Everybody says they want to get better, but they don't want somebody coaching them. They don't want an accountability person. They don't want a person that's telling them they got to get better. They don't want to level up. They don't want to be challenged by anybody. And what's happened is we've gotten so soft that we can't get better, right? We've gotten so soft that we can't get better. And this is where a coach comes in. Like a coach comes in and says, look, we're not going to play at this level anymore. We're going to go win championships. And if you want to win championships, then you have to skill up. You got to get more knowledge. You got to get more skill. You got to get more desire, and you got to get more confidence. And this journey is not going to be for everybody because not everybody's going to want to get better in these areas. Some, right? The skills that got us out of Egypt can't get us to the promised land. And so once we figure this stuff out, it's like, okay, I was thinking about Steve Jobs the other day because when Jobs went back to Apple, Rebecca Soto, and he's trying to turn Apple around. What he did is he went through all of the departments and listen to this, hand selected the people he wanted to build the Macintosh. And he went through the departments and he said, no, 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 no. You are going with me. You, Rob Stein, are going with me. You step over here. You, Travis, step over here. And then he said, oh, everybody else, stay over here at the complacency factory. You're not building anything unique. You don't have a strong enough skill set. Just keep doing what you're currently doing. Just keep doing it. But you ain't going with me. You're not going with me over here to the greatness factory. So this is a line in the sand, guys, that you gotta draw. And the line in the sand is the old you that's been getting average results, maybe for years, and the new me that is going to get great results. People ask me, you know, how did you get to this level? And a lot of it, I was just on this thing with Tim Story, and he said, man, the discipline you have. Discipline is a derivative of the word disciple, which means to give yourself to a person or cause you believe in. Jesus had 12 disciples. And when you think about it, are you a disciple to your future? How long do you stay at the complacency factory until you go, I'm going over to the greatness factory. Okay, that's where I'm going. And I'm not stopping until I get over there. A players do not want to play with B players. A players are not interested in B players, okay? A players want to play with other A players. This is a Steve Jobs quote. It's like, man, I don't want to play with those people. They don't play hard enough. They don't have an engine. They don't have a prey drive. They don't have a discipline. They don't have this concept. So when you think about it, it's like, I'm only looking for people who are looking for me, right? And it's like, so when my guy told me he seemed a little agitated yesterday, I'm like, I am agitated, man. I'm agitated for having to coach for 27 hours when people could have made a decision in the first hour, right? And so what is a decision? Let's give it a definition. What is it a definition? A decision. A decision is to kill something off, but it is really not a decision. I can make a decision to lose weight tonight, not do anything about it tomorrow. I can make a decision to get rich tonight and not do anything about it tomorrow. I can make a decision, man, I'm going to do better. I'm going to work harder and not work harder. So really a decision is not a decision unless it's backed up by a recommitment over and over and over. And when you see people that are in the top 001%, like Tommy Davidson's talking about, I'm not talking about the 1%. To me, 1% is broke. $547,000 a year, it's broke. Okay. Whether you like it, don't matter to me. Okay. I just built a building in Nashville and I'm telling you, it would have broke some people emotionally. It would have broken some people physically. It would have broken some people financially to build just one of these things. Right. And it's like, hey, how do you get in the top 0001%? How do you get up there in the championship level? How do you win the ring? How do you be the best? This is where you got to get to. And it's not going to happen until you change your identity. It's not going to happen until you raise the standards. It's not going to happen until you change the language. It's not going to happen until you build in accountability. And if you don't have these things, you're going to continue to go down a path of mediocrity. You're going to continue to work at the complacency factory every day, and you're going to continue to fall short of your dreams. They're not my dreams. I'm pursuing my dreams with an intensity, with a persistence, right? So what I'm trying to do is instill this. See, the reason I'm doing this tonight is I was watching a session. I used to do these sessions almost every day in my car, and I had the camera up, John Mediana, and I was doing them on the way to the airport, and I'm doing them at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I'm doing it. I was like, man, you know what? I need to get back to doing those, okay? Not for you guys, for me, because it keeps my skills sharp. See, you think you're doing all these things for other people, but you're not. You're doing it for your hopes and your goals and your dreams. And through your hopes and your goals and your dreams, you're going to allow other people to reach their hopes and their goals and their dreams, because you're actually going to inspire other people, John Lyle. When people are watching you do big things, it's going to inspire them. And some people are going to go one day, someday. Some people are going to go, I'm in. So I tell people, you don't have to sign up for a $30,000 program. You could freaking come to a 297 boot camp at the Greatness Factory. You could do something to move toward your goals, to get in a room with somebody who can help you, right? But sitting should not be an option. So let me ask you a question. If I went to your work, if I went through all the people who are on this tonight, all the people watch this, and I was building a great team, would you be one of the people I would select? Do you have incredible identity? Do you have incredibly high standards? Do you have a language of winning and a language of movement? Or do you have a language of whining? Do you have an accountability? Or do you just do whatever you want to, man, and you can't turn the corner because you don't have this discipline, because you don't believe in your future enough? So if you're out there and you're looking to be great, man, then let's go. Let's do something together. Come see me at the Greatness Factory next Thursday for competitive intelligence. Man, I'm doing these tours around the country. I was in Dallas and Scottsdale, and I'm coming to Michigan. But don't say, well, you know, I'm busy that day. I'm only coming to Michigan just one or two days, folks. If you're busy that day, just don't even come. But if you want to get better, rearrange your schedule. If you want to come build competitive intelligence, come to the Greatness Factory next Thursday. Get in a room with like-minded people. Get in a vehicle that could change your freaking life. Get around somebody who knows what they're doing, right? Or come see me in Atlanta, Georgia, or Chicago, Illinois, or come see me in West Palm Beach, Florida, or here in watercolor. You know, all the people that are down here in watercolor, like, man, you never do anything in watercolor. Well, May 23rd, right here in my office, I'm doing competitive intelligence, 3 hours. Okay. I told him to lower the prices to $97 so people wouldn't have an excuse not to come. If you won't spend $97, we don't need to be talking about $970,000 if you want to spend $97,000. Okay? So, I'm Coach Burt. I believe everybody needs a coach. I believe people need a coach to get up in that grill from time to time, mainly to raise the standard. So, if you got low standards, stay home. If you got high standards, let's get to going. Let's get you in at 0001%. All right, folks, let's go. Let's make it better. Let's get a better life. Let's get a better future. Let's dig in a little bit harder. Let's find another freaking gear. Okay. Let's find a gear. That's what we need to find. We don't need to find an excuse. We need to find a new gear. Okay. And if you're up for that, that's who I'm looking for. Let's go. You guys have a good night.